And now the big story at this hour. Today's City Club of Chicago meeting opened up without the normal master of ceremonies. WGN political analyst Paul Green unexpectedly passed away over the weekend. Club president Jay Doherty remembering his colleague as someone who would get the most out of the speakers when they appeared.
And he'd have some real zingers, and he'd always save the last question. He'd call it a City Club special, and then he'd make it very, very tough. And that question framed the issue perfectly and really put the speakers on the spot.
Mayor Emanuel called Paul a friend.
Yeah, anybody that knew Paul was touched by him. It will be a loss for our city. And as I said to his wonderful wife yesterday, thank you for sharing them with all of us. And we are a better city because Paul called Chicago home.
The WGN newsroom today also reflecting on Paul Green's decades of political analysis, his wit, charm, and humor.
You always knew when Paul Green walked into the room, he had a story, a joke, or always had this special way to say hello to everyone. We all had nicknames. I happened to be Kimmela because he loved speaking a little Yiddish with me. He had such genuine warmth and kindness. Not only did he make us laugh, you always learned something when Paul came to visit.
He had this incredible ability to make us all feel special and make us laugh. He burst into the newsroom once and said, "Violetta, are you jealous that I met Lady Gaga at the Polar Plunge?" He later admitted he had no idea who she was. Regardless, she was definitely the lucky one to have met Mr. Paul Green.
Paul was not only someone I enjoyed talking to, not only about politics, but he loved to discuss the sports scene as well. We had many great conversations about the Blackhawks, Bears, and the Cubs. He was a wealth of information, truly loved contributing to the news operation here at WGN. Paul was not only a resource, he was a friend as well, and he will be missed.
He always made me laugh. He always made me smile. My favorite Paul Greenism was when I was recording an interview with him talking about the state budget. And he said, "It just reminds me of Britney Spears, Andrea. Oops, they did it again." And he will truly be missed.
Paul always had what he thought was a foolproof way to figure out whether a candidate thought he or she was going to win on election night. The first question for the reporter on the scene always was, is it a cash bar or an open bar? A cash bar meant the campaign was expecting doom.
And now my turn. Professor Paul was smart, witty, engaging, and so, so very funny. He didn't walk into the newsroom. He burst in, always with a story he couldn't wait to share. He called me the Polish princess, but in my book, Paul was truly a king. We miss him already.